Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about the importance of the work of daily life. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Daily Life is Important Work by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Perched beside me on a piece of driftwood, looking out over the blue lake in October, my daughter adamantly assured me she hated being competitive and wouldn't be running track. "What don't you like about being competitive?" I asked. "Is it the possibility of losing to other people or the pain of pushing yourself to your limit?" Paul wrote to the Colossians, "Work willingly at whatever you do as though you're working for the Lord rather than people." Colossians 3:23. A brilliant scholar, Paul became a Pharisee so astute he led the way in persecuting the early followers of Christ before he became one himself. Pamela Palmer wrote this in What Do We Know About Paul Before His Conversion? Saul was a young man who was well-educated and on his way to becoming a rabbi. Saul was born in Tarsus, which was an affluent and diverse community that valued education. Saul was also a Roman citizen. After his conversion experience with Christ Jesus, Saul eventually became Paul and put exuberant effort into spreading the gospel. He wrote to his brother in faith, Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful." 2 Timothy 4:7. The beautiful fall day my daughter and I were immersed in was like walking through a painting. God is limitless, but we do have limits. Paul so adamantly preached about our efforts in life. Competition is valuable when it pushes us past our limits to bring glory to God with our lives, whether or not we win. That's the picture of victory. God promises a plan for us which is more than we can ask for or imagine. To walk the road home to Him requires us to push beyond our limits. It's how we find freedom from the fear which convinces us we can't do hard things, impossible things. We can and will accomplish miraculous feats in Christ Jesus if we're willing to compete with the voice inside us, which begs us to bail out and stay safe. Intersecting faith and life. Life's hard seasons often catch us when we're the least prepared. Much like an athlete practices daily, our minds and hearts require the steady daily routine of working the muscles of our faith. Reading the Bible every day and seeking the Lord in prayer are essential building blocks for strong faith, which can withstand tough trials. Christ came to earth and died on the cross so we would have life to the full, but it takes work. It requires our obedient steps toward Him every day and away from the patterns of the world which hold empty pursuits and promises. There's a battle waging daily between good and an evil which intends to steal, kill, and destroy us. Whether we like competition or not, it's imperative, as Paul preached, to do everything with the best effort we can give for the glory of God. This is fighting the good fight of faith. Let's get in shape. For further exploration of this topic, read 1 Timothy 6:12 and Hebrews 12:1 through 3. Let's end with a prayer. Father, this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for connecting us to you daily through the sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross. Through him, we're able to understand Scripture and remember the encouragement and wisdom you give us in times we need it most. Equip us for the race you designed us to run. Help us to stay humble, motivated, and hardworking at everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.